and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? It's Morgan Klein, the host of Coffee and Kettlebells. Thanks for joining me today. We are going to talk about emotional eating, okay? So if you're someone that experiences strong food cravings regularly, if you find yourself just mindlessly eating at night, or maybe you've just ate a meal, but you want to continue to eat more, even though you're full, and then you find yourself feeling very regretful and guilty, and you have shame after you do those binge eatings, you know, those are all signs of being an emotional eater. Emotional eating is such a vicious cycle. And, you know, you overeat to deal with your emotions. And then afterwards, you feel worse, causing more emotions, which then causes you to want to eat more. And it's such a vicious cycle that just will continue and continue and continue. So today we're going to work together to break that cycle so you can live life with greater happiness, more vitality, and, you know, just overall a healthier lifestyle. Okay. So we're going to talk about 9 ways that you can overcome emotional eating. So first one is rewarding yourself differently. Okay. It's no secret that life will always be stressful. But what we want to do is we want to disconnect the feeling of stress with emotional eating. So when you come home from a stressful day, don't allow yourself to comfort yourself with food. You know, you have to start to break that connection. You've got to disconnect between the two. So this is going to be difficult at first, okay? Let's be honest. This is going to be difficult to break that connection because most likely if you're doing it, you've been doing it for a long period of time, okay? It's been a part of your normal routine for a while. So it is going to take some time, but, you know, stay strong. Give yourself a few weeks of really fighting that urge to indulge in food the minute you feel stressed. And it will no longer be that auto response to stress, okay? It's much, much easier to do this by replacing eating with another activity, okay? So when you are stressed out and you have the urge to go grab the potato chips, which I first would recommend not having the potato chips in the house, but if you do, then stop yourself right there and find a new activity that you know is going to take the stress off your mind or it's going to give you a sense of happiness. So that looks different for everybody. That may be, you know, calling a friend up or meeting a friend, or maybe it's breaking the cycle by making a cup of tea or having a cup of coffee. You know, maybe it's taking a quick walk or any activities that don't involve food, okay? That's what you want to start looking for. Of course, you have to find what works best for you. And if you're trying habits, like I just mentioned, but you're still constantly thinking of food, try a new one, okay? So you really got to experiment with yourself, see what works, but it's breaking that disconnect between feeling the stress, having the routine to come home and start eating or drive through the drive-through, okay? So disconnecting and rewarding yourself differently. Number 2, make yourself wait. So before you eat, find a task that you can do, you know, at least like a half an hour to an hour before you're going to eat, okay? So like for an example, you know dinner time is going to be between 6:30 and 7, and you're someone that might be a snacker and like be like just getting into food before dinner time, make yourself truly wait until it's time to eat your meal. So for me, that would be like going for a walk, okay, whether it be with your kids, by yourself, taking your dog for a walk, because I know that time usually between like the 5 o'clock hour, like the 4:30, 5 o'clock hour and dinner time, we are hungry, right? We want a snack. We are getting hungry for dinner, but that's when we start to mindlessly eat. So that's where we have to break that cycle and find something else to do during that time. So, you know, you are truly waiting until you're eating that healthy meal. So it's, you know, laundry, you know, maybe it's, like I said, calling a friend, checking an email, doing a quick workout is a great one if you haven't already worked out for the day. And then once you finish that task, then you can reassess, okay, how am I feeling? Okay, I can wait for dinner. And then you're actually sitting down and intentionally eating the food that you've prepared. So making yourself wait. Number three, create a new identity. So telling yourself that, you know, I'm not the type of person that will emotionally eat. You know, you have to be able to believe that, okay? If you tell yourself you're an emotional eater over and over and over and over again, and you allow that to be your belief system, you're not going to ever stop being an emotional eater. You have to start telling yourself a new story and giving yourself a new identity, okay? You need to tell yourself that you're not the person that's going to emotionally eat. You have complete control of yourself. So you have control over your eating habits. You have control over your health. You have to believe that in yourself, and you have to stop letting an identity that you once placed on yourself continue to be that identity going forward, okay? So you have to start telling yourself that I am not a mindless eater. I'm not an emotional eater. I'm stressed right now, but I'm not going to give in to eating. It takes a very strong mindset to start to shift that. But the more and more that you tell yourself that in your head, then you will believe it, okay? What you tell yourself, you will believe. So practice that every day. Looking in the mirror and creating the identity that you want, not the identity that you have. Okay, if it's something that you're trying to move past. All right, my fourth tip, guys, don't keep junk around. Okay, so I've mentioned this earlier about like the potato chips or the sweets or, you know, whatever your vice is. You know, it sounds simple, but when you're at the grocery store, you know, you think, oh, okay, I'll just have one a day, or I'm just going to keep this in the back of the pantry. Okay, if it's there, you're going to eat it. So stop buying it for the house. That's one of the biggest things I started doing as I, you know, became more conscious about nutrition, was my grocery bill and my grocery list changed drastically. I don't have things in my house that I know is not good for me and that I will indulge in, because when I am stressed or when I am having a bad day, not feeling the best, I know that that is going to be an option for me if I keep it in the pantry. So don't buy those trigger foods for yourself. Don't buy the cookies. Don't buy the potato chips. Don't buy the, you know, the processed food that is not good for you, because if the temptation is not there, you are much more likely of breaking that cycle. And even if you are eating something, you're at least choosing healthier options, because you've chosen to stop buying the unhealthy options for your pantry. So don't keep junk around. Number five, be more mindful. Before you emotionally eat, ask yourself a few questions, okay? Ask yourself, how is this food going to make me feel? Okay. When I'm done eating it, is this food going to make me feel good? How is this food going to make me feel in the morning after I've given into cravings? Okay. Am I going to wake up feeling better or worse? Okay. Another question that you can ask is this going to help take my stress away? Right. So typically we're eating because we're stressed, but really slowing down and being mindful and asking yourself those questions. Again, when you start telling yourself the truth, your actions will change, okay? If you continue to tell yourself like lies or disbeliefs, then that is the way that your actions will then follow. So, you know, reminding yourself that eating this now is temporarily relief, maybe not. But long term, it's going to create more stress, more negative emotions, unhealthy habits, unhealthy lifestyles. So really just being more mindful, not giving in, and telling yourself, I'm not going to eat this because I won't feel better about myself afterwards. Or I'm not going to eat this because I won't feel better in the morning. I'm not going to eat this because it's not going to help me reach my short or long term goals. Okay, so continue to just think about those things and ask those questions when you're at a crossroad between, do I eat this or do I eat that? Number six, distinguish between actual hunger and emotional hunger. Okay. And this is a big one because, again, it's going back to really what an emotional eater is. Sometimes they could have just had a meal, but they're continuing to snack, or they're continuing to, you know, eat desserts when they are literally like so full that their bellies are hanging over their jeans. Okay. So distinguish between actual hunger and emotional hunger. So if you feel the urge to eat, take a moment. Think about it. are you really feeling hungry? Do I really need this because I'm starving? Or am I just eating this to eat this? You know, think about the foods that you've ate throughout the day. Did I have a full lunch? Did I have a full breakfast? If you didn't, then quite possibly, yeah, you are hungry and you do need to eat. But if you're looking back on everything you've ate that day and you're thinking, okay, I really don't need this meal right now, you know, then that's when you really have to have that strong mindset to say no and say, okay, I'm not actually hungry. This is where my emotional eating is coming in, and you're breaking that cycle. So again, fuel yourself with, you know, the good food, and wait 20 minutes. So you're eating good food, right? And then wait 20 minutes, let it digest. Do I really need seconds? Okay. Do I really need to eat X, Y, and Z after I've had a meal? So let yourself actually process the food. 20 minutes go by. Am I still hungry? Then go get your second plate or your second helping. So, eliminate processed foods. Number 7, eating processed foods throughout the day actually leaves you feeling hungrier. So these foods, they're going to spike your blood sugar, and that's going to release insulin. Okay. That's going to bring your blood sugar back to normal. But then processed foods are going to lead the body to believe that it needs more insulin to regulate your blood sugar. So it releases it in excess. This causes your blood sugar to drop too low, then leading you to believe that you're hungry again, and you're actually not. So again, that is such a vicious cycle, and your brain gets addicted to those foods. So it begins to require them for satisfaction. And I think, you know, if you've ever gone through a time in your life where you're really trying to rid your body of like the bad food and eat clean again, it does take some time for your body to catch up, for your brain to catch up to that. You don't really feel satisfied with clean foods because your body has become addicted to the sugary foods and the processed foods to be satisfied. So, you know, processed food, they're going to make you feel lethargic, you know, no energy, moody, unmotivated, because you're providing your body with like empty calories, basically, okay, and no nutrients. So processed foods are never foods that you want to include in your diet, but especially when you're dealing with emotional eating, this is really going to, it's going to increase your urge to eat, again, because of that blood sugar cycle that I talked about. And then it's also going to increase those negative thoughts. So avoid processed foods at all costs, especially when you're an emotional eater. Number 8, guys, if you feel like you have to put something in your system, here, you know, here's some suggestions. Like I said earlier, eat a meal that will actually nourish you. So processed foods will leave you wanting more. So make sure that, you know, if you are having that urge to eat, high protein, okay? Try something with high protein, high fiber. It's got something with healthy fats in it, you know, greens. So again, it's nourishing your body and it's satisfying that hunger versus the latter. All right, if you're craving something sweet, a great tip is to switch to like mindless sipping. So I talked about tea a little bit earlier here, but instead of mindless snacking, try to get a couple different like herbal teas that taste good to you. And so when you want to be doing that, instead you're making yourself a hot cup of tea. And that's going to kind of give you still that like fruit flavor and that sweet flavor. But it's going to eliminate the bad food that you're putting into your body. Another tip, if you're craving something sweet, is to eat the fruit, right? So letting yourself indulge in natural sugars will really help you kind of to resolve that sweet tooth, but in a healthier way. And then we've got a great tip on how to eat healthy ice cream. So the way that you can do this is find your favorite protein powder, mix that with like a half of frozen banana, lots of ice, and then you can do coconut milk or almond milk. So basically you're making a smoothie, but you're not putting as much liquid in it. So when it does blend up, it's going to be more of a consistency of like a creamier ice cream. And so you're kind of adding water or adding almond milk, whatever the case is for you. Make it less liquidy and then more of that ice cream consistency. I do this at night if I'm really craving some ice cream, and it really, really does help a lot. So if you're craving something starchy and fatty and salty, cook a sweet potato and put some organic almond butter or cashew butter or some natural peanut butter on there. Sprinkle it with some sea salt. So you're kind of getting that savory taste that you are craving without like the potato chips or without the tortilla chips. So you're still getting that salty and that savory feeling. Invest in an air popper. So popcorn isn't my number one choice for a snack, but it is so much better than the processed food and than the potato chips. So air poppers actually will allow you to make the popcorn without the unhealthy oils. So an air popper would be a great investment if you're somebody that craves that saltiness at night after your dinner. So my last tip on that is if you do want to mindless eat, maybe you're having friends over and you want to have something for them to crunch on, then make sure it's very, very healthy, okay? So you can overindulge with a big salad. You can, chop up lots of fresh vegetables, drizzle with olive oil. You can do some carrots and hummus. So this way you are eating something and you're feeling that satisfaction of indulging into food, but it's again with healthy foods that are nourishing your body. At the end of the day, you need to find the root cause and the solution to the emotion. So we can do all of these things that I talked about, but if you're not getting down to the root cause of why you are getting emotional and why you're getting stressed, then this will be a vicious cycle that you constantly have to fight. So I would urge you to really dig deeper and in order to have that long-term success, try to overcome the emotions. Again, I said stress is always going to be there, but what are your sources of stress and how can you start adjusting your activities to have that stress be less in your life? Because if you don't ever identify that, then you're constantly going to be having that feeling and you're going to be fighting those urges to let food be what's helping you overcome that. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in today on emotional eating. Please, please, please don't forget to leave a review for me. Tell me what you think of this podcast. And I'd love to hear from you guys on how you combat emotional eating. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.